AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says the mission is dangerous, but the flights continue out of the Kabul airport.
They continue to evacuate folks out of that region, out of the airport. Evacuated more than 12,000 additional people out of the airport in the last 24 hours.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says yesterday suicide bombing has raised the stakes.
The threat is ongoing and it is active. Our troops are still in danger. That continues to be the case every day that they are there. This is the most dangerous part of the mission.
169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members were killed. Hurricane Ida is forecast to hit Louisiana Sunday, the 16th anniversary of Katrina. National Weather Service meteorologist Benjamin Schott says it will likely be a Category 4 storm, top sustained winds of 140 miles per hour. He adds people in the state, especially New Orleans, have to be prepared.
This will be a life-altering storm for those who aren't prepared and ready to take what Ida is going to throw at us later this weekend.
Along with the powerful winds, which could last up to 10 hours, Ida could push a 15-foot storm surge inland and bring a foot to 20 inches of rain. Top federal health officials say the Delta variant-driven pandemic continues to grow. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
And the seven-day average of daily deaths has also increased to 864 per day, an increase of nearly 11% from the previous seven-day period.
The Biden administration says half of U.S. adolescents, 12 to 17, have gotten at least their first COVID-19 vaccine, and the inoculation rate among teens is growing faster than any other age group. Meanwhile, new studies out of California provided more evidence that schools can open safely if they do the right things. This is AP News. A cybersecurity firm led by former Microsoft employees found a problem with a Microsoft cloud computing platform that could have exposed client companies to hackers. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Microsoft says it has fixed a flaw that could have been used by hackers to take over the company's Azure cloud computing platform. Microsoft says there's no evidence the potential opening was exploited by malicious actors or that any customer data was exposed. Microsoft was alerted to the vulnerability by the cybersecurity firm Wiz earlier in August. According to a blog post from Wiz, the Azure platform is used by thousands of organizations, including numerous Fortune 500 companies. I'm Mike Gracia.
The California Parole Board votes in favor of releasing Sirhan Sirhan on parole. Any such release is up to the governor. Sirhan assassinated Senator Robert Kennedy shortly after Kennedy had won California's Democratic presidential primary in 1968. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.